Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This should be a special from our Rav Yichud Nishmas, Maariv Esther Bas Shmuel Chatzur Ratzon Chatzur Meir Zev, and it's based on Torah Melina Melina the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. In the mitzvahs Pesach b'Mitzrayim, it says they should put the blood al shtei mezuzos v'al mashkof on the two doorposts and on the mashkof over the on top of the doorposts. Whereas in the Dibur of Moshe in the second parasha there it says lehefich. So why is there a difference in what it says in Shmos Yudbei Zayin, where Hashem is speaking to Moshe? It talks first about the mezuzos and the mashkof. When Moshe speaks, he says first the mashkof and then the two mezuzos. So Rashi on the pasuk Masa Yedei Oman in Shir HaShirim 7:2 says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises the Jewish people from below to above. He starts with Mayafu Pamaich, how beautiful are your shoes, are your footsteps, and then he goes all the way up to Varosh Alarech Ka Karmel, Vidalas Roshech Ka Argomon, that your head crowns you like Carmel, and the locks of your head like purple. So he goes from head, from foot to head. Whereas the Kalah Knesset Yisrael praises Hashem, starts with Roshoy Kesem Poz. He starts with praising Hashem's head, which is gold. And then it goes all the way down to Shokov, to his thighs, Aramudei Shesh. So it goes from above to below. God blesses the Jews from below to above, from the feet to the head. And we praise God from the head to the thighs. Why? Because we want to be Meratzah Hashem, that He should bring down the Shekhinah below to us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to elevate us, so therefore He praises us from up, from down to up, and we praise Hashem from up to down. Because we want to go, He wants to elevate us, and we want Him to come down. The mezuzos and the mashkof are called in Pesachim 96a, three mizbechos, shenitan dam aleihem. And on the mizbech it says, shemesim shalom ben Yisrael l'avim shebashamayim. But the mizbech it says that it places peace between the Jewish people and their God in heaven. In other words, it makes a bridge between the upper world and lower world. So the mezuzos and the mashkof are called three mizbechos. Put the blood on it, and on the Mizbech it's supposed to be a bridge between the upper and the lower. And so too it says, Al Shem Achag Hazeh Sheyisrael Koyin Lasu BePesach, UBetorah Nikra Chag HaMatzis. This holiday the Jews call it Pesach. We call it Pesach. What does the Torah call it? Chag HaMatzis. Why is that? Because Pesach is the famous word of Levi Yitzchak. Pesach is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped over, skipped over the Jewish homes, so we're praising Hashem. And the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzis, he's praising us that we kept his mitzvahs of matzahs. So he's praising us, we're praising him so too. When we have this, Shir HaShirim, we're praising Hashem because we want Him to bring His Shekhinah from above to below. So we say Rosh HaKesem Paz, we're praising Him with His head and then His thighs, Kiviyachol, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Fakert. He's praising us to bring us up from head to from toe to head. And this relates to the Shtei Mezuzos V'Mashkof. Because God says first the Mezuzos and then the Mashkof, because He wants to elevate us. And we say, Moshe Rabbeinu starts with the Mashkof, with the post on top, above the door, and then He goes down to the Shtei Mezuzos, that Hashem should come down to us. So we have this Yachas, if we relate to Hashem differently than He relates to us. He wants to bring us up to Him. He praises us. We want to bring Him down to us. We praise Him. So that's one facet of how we turn to Hashem and Hashem turns to us. It's says another Golem, Linois Pinei Hashem. Just like we're coming to see, we're coming to be seen. And we see this in the Parat Yitzchak, in the end, in Perek Vav Oz Beis, the end of the Sefer, where it says that the Darga of the Kedushas HaKruvim is Pineam Ishel Achiv. The Darga of the Kedusha of the Kruvim is that they're facing each other. And that's the Darga of Shir HaShirim that we say on Pesach. That we have this love with Hashem. He's looking at us and we're looking at Him. Kishem Shebaliros, Kach Baleros. So they're the Kruvim, they're equal. Pineam Ishel Achiv. But here there's a Yachas of up and down and up. We praise Hashem. We want to go to Hashem from down to up, and from up to down. And Hashem praises us, wants to come close to us, brings us close from down to up. Because normally we have a yachatz of lirois v'lirois. That's the kruvim, see and be seen. We see Hashem. We're seen by Hashem. Kiviyachol. And we have a dugma of these two pnios in the Ma'aseh of Kriyas Yamsuf. It says uparu hikriv, and Chazal say hikriv Yisrael l'tshuve. Moshe Kosov Yoinosi Vichagve Yasel. Ayin Rashi Shir Shirim Beiz Yodalit. Ki Yoina Bematzav Misukenes. Shamar Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashmieni Eskoilech Ki Koilech Oreb. It says the power came close, Chazal say, he brought the Jews close to Tshuva. He was makriv us to Tshuva. Yoinosi Vichagve Yasel. What's the Yoinosi in the dove in the cleft of the rock? Rashi Shir Hashirim 2:14, you have this dove, which is in a dangerous situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashmini Eskolech Yikolech Ori V'Marich Nove. In other words, since the Ma'ase of Kriyas Yamsuf goes back to the Tanai of Ma'ase Bereishis, as we spoke about in previous Shiurim, God says, it's up to me, because this is totally in Ma'ase Bereishis, this is before you came around. So what happens already in Ma'aseh Bereishis? Kadosh Baruch Hu saw this was going to happen. There was going to need to be Kriyas Yamsuf. So he brings upon this tzara for Hashmieni as kolich orid, that we should do tshuva. He wants to bring us to tshuva. That was the plan from the get-go. That's mitzad Kadosh Baruch Hu klape Yisrael, that he's makriv us through paro, that we should come close to him. We should do tshuva. Mitzad Yisrael, the pasuk says, "Vayisu b'nei Yisrael sanayim v'inim Mitzrayim nosei achareihem." Rashi says, "Belei ve'echod ki ish echod." The Jewish people lifted up their eyes and they saw the Mitzrayim were traveling after them. Rashi says, "With one heart, like one man." L'chayra haya tzarich davar zeh litparesh bepasuk hakodem, vayirdefu Mitzrayim achareihem. V'lama tal hazeh shemitzrayim baim belei ve'echod ki ish echod b'zeh. Sheyisrael nosim et einehem lerot kol zeh. Chayra, when it says that the Mitzrayim were all together, one heart like one person, that shouldn't be on the pasuk of Vayisu b'nei Yisrael sanayim v'inim Mitzrayim nosei achareihem. They lifted up their eyes and they saw the Mitzrayim. The Rashi should have already written the previous pasuk. Vayirdefu Mitzrayim achareihem. The Mitzrayim ran after them. They were in unity. One heart like one man. No, it only says the one heart like one man when we lifted our upper eyes and saw them. Why is that? So it seemed that here is the time to go from the madrega of every yachid u'ma'alasa, every individual, like it was on the first night, like we spoke about in a recent shir, to the darga of zchus harabim misparam, like we saw from the Ramban in that shir. That they have the zchus of the many with their numbers. There's this skalalus. There's this forging of a unity among the Jewish people. Ki ish echad b'leiv echad. We have this unity. We should all be one. We should all have one heart. And therefore they lifted up their eyes and they saw Mitzad Asone. They saw Radifa Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad. So they lifted up their eyes. That's the Pasuk. They lifted up their eyes. Vayisu B'nei Yisrael Aseinayim. They lifted up their eyes in a deeper way. Understand the meaning of this. Lev Echad Ki Ish Echad. In other words, they saw the Mitzrayim running after them, Lev Echad Ki Ish Echad. And Memela, they got to that Madrega also of unity. And that was Ma'ari them to Tshuva Shleima, to the Dark of Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And that's a Sheresh B'Nefesh for all the Nisyonis that come upon us, all the Tzaris. Look at the Aliyah and the Maile Gedola that's going to be there at the end. That's why the Tzara came, this whole Tzara came, they're running after us. B'Lev Echad Ki Ish Echad, that we should come to a place of unity. Vayidabel Moshe Samoadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael V'yikuch Chaf Dalet Mem Dalet. The Ramban explains that he was metaken limud chag v'chag ayidei she'asa kein ba'atzmai. Since he did it himself, he made a takana that we should also do this. So that's a chiddush in takanas, that he did it himself, so that we should do it. Why dafka here? When you leave the azara, you go backwards. In other words, you face the azara and you walk backwards. Like it says in Yuma 53a. This isn't just politeness, but rather, since it's known that a person is made up of many different parts, and he has chitzonius, and he has pnimius, and he has pnimei pnimius, and kein banagaz zo, haino b'ofen yitziyato, marela mafrea, eze sug yachas hayalo v'shat amitato lefnei ara. Im mitzad chitzoni yuto levad, etzono lomar kamo achorav, שאינו עיקר ורק מקרי לבד, או שידבק כאן בפנימיות שלו. כל משהו יותר פנים הרי יותר עצמיות. מהותו הוא החלק שפר בית התחברות זו. כמו כן כמים הפנם לפנם מצד אדון אליו. Person has many different parts. So this anhaga, the way he walks out with his facing the Shechina, walks out backwards. Not like we normally walk out, but with their, like we would all say Shalom. So he's showing what the yachas he had when he was standing before the Rav. Was it mitzadis chitzonius, like a chorav? That's not the ikar, it's only mikri. Or he was dubbing in the pnimius, in the panim. Panim is your mahus, is your atzmius. And therefore, kamokin kamayim apanim apanim. So you're facing Hashem to show that you gave him your panim, your pnimius. So therefore, kamayim apanim, Hashem gives you his pnimius kiviyach. We have dugmos for this minyan atfilin tov tzofos. Tov is a tachshit. It's an ornament. As a din pe'er, that's why an ovel is pater. Or chayim semen lamed ches. In other words, tefillin ma'orin moyach hazeh shenogea la'atzmius kvoido yupeiro shel ha'odam v'noisin le'daz shel oimek hazeh. Tefillin arouse the moyach to connect to a person's atzmius, to his glory. That's the glory of a person. It gives him daz for this oimek. The Rambam says, shkozman shfilin b'rosh ha'odam b'zoro urna v'yore shamayim. So when he's wearing the tefillin, he's in Anav, he's Yerei Shemayim, the Rambam says. But Avel is in the dust, he's Be'efer. So he doesn't put on the Pe'er. He's not shaykh to that Moichin of Pe'er. So he doesn't wear the tefillin. But if a person is not in Avel, he wears the tefillin to get to his Pnimius, to his Atzmius, to his glory. Shabbos V'yantav are themselves in us. It's not a p'tur mitfillin, it's bimkom tfillin. Shabbos or Yom Tov given that mile of das, like tfillin. So it's bimkom. Like we see in the Parashas HaChodesh, Yecheskel 46a, 46.1, the shara that's closed all week and it's opened on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. So you get to the Pnimius in Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, quoted by Tzfas many times. So too in the soul, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, there's an opening to the Pnimius. And that's the Oimik Inyan HaTfilin, it says, Peiro Alayu Peiri Alav. Shekam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miniach Tfilin. Sheoisek Ben B'Shivchem Shel Yisrael. His tefillin says our praise, like it says in brachos, and our tefillin says Hashem's praise. Pe'ero alai, his glory is on me. My tefillin says Hashem's praise. Pe'ri alav, and my glory is on him. He says our praise, and that when we wear our tefillin, we get to our pnimius. That's the glory. And therefore, we praise Hashem. We connect to our atzmius on Hashem, and that's what tshuva is. Tshuva is connecting to your soul, like Maran Arav said. Connect our soul and therefore praise Hashem. And it's a glory, which isn't shaykh by an avil who's scuttled by fairies, rolling around in the dust. In the parasha at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, we learn how the beginning of his nevuah, he wasn't regular from the kol nevuah. And he thought the voice that's coming out to him is Eli. Till Eli said to him, he should answer, Dvar Hashem ki shama avdecha. It's God speaking. So what was Shmuel thinking? He heard this voice and he thought it was Eli, because it went to such a deep place inside of him. And then Eli had to say, no, it isn't me, it's Hashem. But it was a very powerful, Eli's voice very powerful, it's Ma'ir in him. So he thought it was Hashem, but it was really Eli. Yeah, he thought it was Eli, it was really Hashem. And so too, when a man goes out from the Mikdash, from the Rav, he turns to him. Show what the Siachsis was, B'Shas HaPagisha, that's the Chi of Lalos L'Regel. Le'Ros is Panei Adon Hashem, B'Yas Panim. That we turn to face God and God shows us his pnimius, the sha'arim are open. You don't walk on stairs to open your legs, because it's like gilui erva when you take steps up. You shouldn't show the shiftless of yourself on the mizbech. You should show your tzelem elokim. If there are no stairs. V'cheinu avoidas ahidu v'avoidas hasna l'fan of the mitzvahs. It's not the fun of mitzvahs. You look beautiful when you do mitzvahs. So you're turning to Hashem from that place of beauty inside of you. Because we left the source of our soul, we also left our source in Eretz Yisrael. Adam makom kaparasun, if a man was created from a place where he brought his carbon. Mizbeach Adama tase, they make him Mizbeach, and that's where man was created up from an Adama. And in Yantav, we go back to that place, makom kapara, and that's through tefillah. Neshama parim sfaseinu. Same, bnecha da'inu galinu me'artzeinu. We left our place, we left our afrom and Adam. Now we want to come back. The great goyrim, the great cause of this richuk, is the nisayin of the Erev Rav, which is taroivus v'tishtush hadas. V'chein v'abehedjah shalom b'dor ha-midbar u'dor ha-deah. Achach nivlak hi lebetocho mitgaber v'olech korech ha-ziyuf ha-tishtush shal tzurata amitit shal klal Yisrael b'meshach kol ha-dorot. Ad ikar zman etgabrut shalom b'ikvita de-meshicha. Causes this richuk is the new sign of the Erev Rav that mixes us up, mixes up our das. It was explicit in the Dora Midbar, and then it sort of mixes into Klal Yisrael, wouldn't even realize it. It's this counterfeit part of Klal Yisrael, and in the end it's going to come out big for Sita Mashiach, Kayatul, come force him from the Zohar, before the greatest galus das in Mosa Mashiach. That's a richuk b'vchinas nefesh. Gimel Regal and the Mordim are Mevar, the Atzmius Muskenas Yisrael. In Pesach, we see in the Parchat Yitzchak, Ayin Aleph Zayin, Ech Shalil Tosfav, Ayiz Knesu, Neki, Noki Mehin. Lo Nisorvu Klal Ad Shasi Yitzir Baboker. We were clean at night, and then only in the morning we got mixed up with the Erevah. Shavuos Panim El Panim Dibar Hashem Imochem, and the Ramban writes, the Erevah were behind. The Dibar was only to the Jews, Panim El Panim, not the Erevah. Sukkos Anani Akavit also, there's a Havdalah. It was only protecting the Jews, not the Erevah. So all these Moedim separate the Erevah. It makes a Beirut Godol B'nefesh El Shaychas Amitis. To our Nekudis HaAtzmius, to our Dveikus B'Hashem, U'smachtem Lufnei Hashem. If Atam Mesamech Arba Shaliani Vager, Yosem V'Alman, I'll be Mesamech yours. Your Mesamech, mine God says, I'll be Mesamech yours. We have the Simcha L'Shem Hashem. So this Dveikus B'in and Oiras HaMoedim, we connect to the light of the Moedim. And when we see Pnei Adon, that's Mo'era His Oirus. In our Atzmius HaNefesh. V'zechet Husmachtem Lufnei Hashem. We are glad Lufnei Pnei, in front of Hashem, towards Hashem's face. So we have again all three Mo'adim. Pesach, Leil Tesfav, there wasn't yet an Erev Rav. So we connect Hashem, purity, just us, that the Erev Rav. Shavuos Panim V'Panim, Dibar Hashem, at the Erev Rav, we weren't Panim V'Panim. And Sukkos Anani Akav, we're Mavdil between the Erev Rav and the non-Erev Rav. And we're Misamech L'Shem Hashem, Lefnei Hashem, and he's Misamech ours. So we have this Simcha, that's the service of the Nefesh. And that happens on the Yantif. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was mitakin echus chag b'chag, like it says in the Sefer Zikaron of Maran Zatzal, on page 348, that this limud is coming b'chinas limud shel choik v'etakanas ha-mechoikik. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's takana, but it's also niklat in our soul. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu did a maisa in order that it should be penetrate, the light should penetrate into our soul. Because only through a Rav you can get there. So we have Moshe Rabbeinu. He learned Hilchos Chag so that it will penetrate into our soul. And that's Poel, that activates a koch of Shmira Benefesh from Tarovis, from Sheker, from Ziyuf, from counterfeit, from false falsehood. Especially now in the Tkufa Sikfas of the Mashiach when this Erev Rav is going nuts. Ani Yishena V'libi Er, Chazal, it says, Ani Yishena Mena Geula. V'libi Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Le'Galani, I'm sleeping from the Geula, but Hashem is awake to redeem me. V'libi Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Le'Galani, Shal Yisrael. Tzur Le'Bavi V'Chelki Elokim, God's my rock. The rock of my heart. We said there's a makom omok benefesh, and that makom omok benefesh we have is not Messiah Shemana Geula. It's always awake for the Geula. The libo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'Galani, libi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in our hearts. And that never goes away. The person becomes regal ayin ba'ayin, to see and be seen by Hashem with this makom benefesh of purity. Of Shtokos for Geula, for connection. That's why we leave the Azor backwards. We're back to the door. Because we wanted to get the show, we wanted to get the Oros of this Chag. And that was our Pekisha with Hashem face to face. And Kemayim upon him. We're looking at us. We're looking at him. He's looking at us, hopefully. Atikach Miriam Atoif Biyoda. The emphasis is on her hand. Why? Atikach Atoif. Why Biyoda? The explanation is, based on Rashi writes, that Zekanias were sure that Hashem would make Nisan for them. Nevertheless, they couldn't say a Dibur Peh until the actual Yeshua. But the Achana B'Prinas B'Yada, they were Mekayim immediately when they left. And who knows how much Tzipia helps in Achana. Siatzu Ritz Yeshua's Hashem. Prinas HaTfilah, they couldn't do it. They couldn't get to that place of Yeshua, Vatem Tacharishim. Unless the Bitachon was effective. Siatzvur is Yeshua Hashem. Siatzvur is to see, stand and have Bitachon in the Yeshua of Hashem. That's the tzipia, that's the achana. And that is poel. In this context, the tefillah wasn't. So the Nashim Redi brought out the tupim with them from Mitzrayim. And this tof was in her hand, prepared. That's what you have to do. You have to have the tzipia, the preparation for the geula. That's poel. That's very effective. Ani yishen, I'm sleeping. But libi er. Leva Kadosh Baruch Hu zeh legaleinu, Hashem's in our lev. That's what we're waiting for. And again, that's the idea of going out with our backs to the door. When we leave the Beis HaMikdash, we want to show its kamayim upon it. That's the or of the moed. The or of the moed is that we have this deep connection with Hashem. Kamayim upon el upanu ken lev adam lo adam. And there's no Erev Rav, like we saw all three. Yeah. We call him. Yom Tov, we say, Pnei Techateinu, Gilim Atzenu, Zuchakim, Yalim Asenu. We went away from our souls, so we had to go away from our land. No, my rabbi say, we learned about tefillin. Tefillin also aroused the soul. They're ma'orei moyach. It gets you to your atzmius. Like Chazal say, you're an anav, which is be'emes, who you, what person's supposed to be. The Yorei Shamayim connects him to his pnimius. And Shabbos, you connect your pnimius with that tefillin. No, Mitzvah Shem, we will continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.